The Ebony Swan by Phyllis A. Whitney. For Leona Nevler, thank you for believing in my books when few others did, and for helping me to achieve my first bestseller. Because of your support, beginning nearly 30 years ago at Fawcett, my books now appear everywhere in paper. Equally important has been your friendship for all these years. Forward. My thanks to Virginia Adcock and the volunteer staff of the Lancaster County Library in Kilmarnock for as warm and helpful a reception as I've ever received. Anne L. Burroughs of the Mary Ball Washington Museum in Lancaster helped to launch me on my journey of discovery when I visited Virginia's Northern Neck, that peninsula that reaches down the map for 100 miles between the Rappahannock and Potomac Rivers, with its toe in Chesapeake Bay. My thanks as well to F. W. Jenkins, Jr., Director of Research at the Museum, for reading my novel in manuscript and helping me with local details. Mimi Beckwith, Executive Director of the Foundation for Historic Christ Church, and a number of docents at the Carter Reception Center were helpful in introducing me to that remarkable edifice, which so affected me that it became a powerful influence in my story. I am grateful to Stanley Shelton, Louise Denegra, and Catherine Dunton for showing me their beautiful homes, so that I could build the Montoro House in my story and give it a proper setting. Eleanor Freed, a gifted freelance editor and my good friend and neighbor, first told me of Tangier Island and set me off on my search. I first visited the island, that speck of land out on the Chesapeake between the...